Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. It is Friday morning right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we are excited. It is Friday. Thank God. It is fantastic Friday. We have a wonderful, wonderful show on tap for you today, so don't you go anywhere. You keep your station, and when we were in the radio studio, we would say, you keep your station locked right here. So you keep your station locked right here on the Coach Lalisa Show for the next hour. For the next hour, we have a dynamic woman coming to you. We're going to be talking to her about her successes, about how she is going about making the success happen for other people with her company. She is the CEO of a company that actually helps women start their businesses, grow their businesses, connect with others, empower them, encourage them, motivate and inspire them. She is none other than Miss Angela Vett Williams. Now, just for saying her name properly, I should get free admittance into her next major event. No, just joking around. But really, this woman, I'm telling you, what a beautiful name, because it is certainly for a beautiful woman. So in just a moment, we're going to bring her on the air and let you experience what so many others have experienced just by connecting with her. Now, her company, again, there's all kinds of companies out there. There's restaurants, there's transportation companies, there's retail companies of all kinds. There's all types of manufacturers out there, small businesses. You have the educational type businesses. But here's a company that brings women together to help them establish their own business. It's like having your very own house or having your very own child. Here she's helping you get your very own business. You know, that's the American dream. When you talk about the great American dream, is to own your own business. When this country first got started, it got started by people who wanted to get out from under a dogmatic slave kind of rule, and they came to this country for freedom. That's why so many people, even today, even after all that has happened with various terrorist attacks and threats, because we do get threats almost on a daily basis in the United States. You may not hear of them, but they are happening on a daily basis. Here we are in the midst of all of that. It is still a country that people look to for freedom. Because why? In this country, like no other country, we have at least five of the major freedoms that you cannot hardly find in almost any country. We have freedom of speech. We have the freedom to own property. Do you realize that in some countries you cannot own the title or a deed to any property? None. Here you have the freedom to start and own a business. That is not so in every country. There are countries where you cannot own your own business. So listen, in America, we have a lot of freedoms that some people just don't have. And one of them is to own your own business in almost any area that you want. You can start a business in any area that you want. And so her company is one to help you get the ball rolling, get some ideas going. And all you need to do is come there and tell her what you're interested in. And she, God has set her up to be such an encourager and a mover and a shaker. And you go there one day and you'll be launching a business the next day. So we are excited to have her on the show. We welcome each and every one of you. Good morning to those of you in the chat room. Good morning. Good morning, Kiva. Good morning. Yes, it is Happy Friday. Good morning, Pat. We are truly, truly, truly women on the move. And so we need organizations like the one that Angela Vette Williams has started. The name of her company is Sister to Sister. Sister to Sister, the number two sister. And she is celebrating 1 year. 1 year, yeah. 1 year today. Not 1 year today, but They meet once a month, and this meeting started right in her own home. She started this right in her own home. Now they have a formal meeting place. I've gone. She brings in a speaker each and every month. Each and every month, the speaker is dynamic. Last month for Christmas, they met that Friday right before Christmas, and it was awesome. She had a panel, and it was dedicated to families. How to strengthen families. And so she had at least three couples on the panel, and we were asked how what we perceived to be some instruction and some guidance for how to strengthen the family. So myself and my husband were very honored to be one of those couples, and so that was really, really a first for me and my husband after 21 years of marriage to be on a panel together, the very first time in our marriage that we've been on the panel to discuss such a topic. So that just goes to show you that she is certainly tapped into some firsts, some things that have never happened before, and she's helped to make it happen. So I thank God for her insight and her foresight that he's given her and all the wonderful things yet that she has yet to come. So without further ado, I just want to open her phone line and welcome her to the show. Good morning, Angela Vette, and welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show.
Good morning, good morning. I am almost speechless from all those wonderful things that you've said about myself and the organization. I don't know if I can speak now.
Well, what I want to do is we're going to talk about how you got started, how you did what you did. You did it. I know sometimes when we're doing, we're just so busy doing, and we don't stop to think all that is really bringing about, all that is really going on with what we're doing. But you see, until someone reads our bio, and just imagine, I don't even have the bio. I'm only going from what I know about you over the past, 3 months? I think I met you in November. I think November. I came in November. right. I came in November, so I just met you. But we're going to talk about that in a minute. But first and foremost, I want to give you the Coach Lalisa warm, warm welcome. Everyone, help me welcome to the show. Okay, thank you for that. Yes, because we want to celebrate you properly. So, Miss Angela Vett, what a beautiful name and so unique. So your
thank
name
you.
Is unique. Yes. So you were already destined from birth to have such a unique calling, obviously, with your name itself being a very unique name. So we really, really appreciate how God can just kind of set things up for us even. And
yes.
Then you have, yes, and you have this wonderful group. Now, I've experienced you, the lady, I met a woman at a vendor opportunity. I was at a vendor opportunity where there were maybe about 5 to 6 vendors there. Yeah, about 6 vendors. And I was running in late. I had another engagement. I wasn't going to go. I started not to go. And I, you know, I wasn't going to go because I'd already just left an engagement doing a women's conference. And I was a little bit, you know, just wanted to take it down, not go to a whole nother event. But I said, no, I told the people I was coming. Let me go. And boy, I'm so glad I went. Because
yeah.
When I went, I met a young lady there because there weren't that many people coming in and out of the event. And here was a lady. We began to talk because that's the beautiful thing about those vendor opportunities. If there's not a lot of clients, you know, you should never get discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
See? Because even though there wasn't a lot of people coming in to look at what we had there to offer, there was another vendor, and her table was next to my table. You know, God really does position stuff.
Yes.
So, because I came late, I had to get that table. And it was right next to Charlene Bay, who works with you. I didn't know Charlene. We began to talk, and Charlene said something to me. She said, she said to me, after coming to my table, looking at my books, hearing a little bit about my testimony, she says, oh, you sound like this other lady that was come to speak to our group. And I says, oh, what group? Well, we have a group of women, and we meet and da-da-da. And I says, oh, okay. I says, yeah, I would love to come and connect, you know, with your group or something like that. And she says, oh, well, you have to get in touch. I'll give you the person's name. Here, you get in touch with her. Here's her name, and here's her number. And she wrote it down for me on a sheet of paper. And she went to, she says, oh, we're a group of networkers. We women, we network together and we network. I said, oh, great. She gave me the paper and she went to sit down. And I sat there for a moment and I could have just let it go and I could have called you up and said, hi, my name is Lalisa. I met Charlene. And I could have done what's typically done, especially amongst African Americans. Mm-hmm. But I said, no, I'm going to be assertive. I'm going to do it different. So I walked over to her and I says, you know, Charlene, you know, I don't mean any harm, but, and I understand about networking, and you gave me the number, and you said I should call her and tell her who I am. I says, but, you know, real networking is because you know her, and she's your friend, and you have a relationship. You call her up and tell her you met me, and that you think I would be a great person to speak at the event. And Charlene said, yeah, you're right. That's how networking should work, you know. And so, yes, and that's how it happened. Because here's the reality, Angela, because she said, yeah, that's right, because we are a group of women and we are really trying to do it the right way and to do it better. Because and sure enough, you called me up. You see, and this is what I know, because having been around networking for years and years, having been to a cotillion women's groups where this happens, he says, oh, you should call this person. He has a printing business, or this person has a this and that, and this person. It usually never happens.
Mm.
And even if I had called you, now, I honestly believe that you really are so bubbly that it really probably would have worked with you. Probably. Really. But most the average time, it doesn't. The person says, here, call this person. Number one, you may not even call because you're like, you don't even know the person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then number two, once I call you, because I don't know you, now you got to put me through 18 hours, hours of background investigation. Whereas when she calls you, because she knows you. Anyway, so long story short, you called me, and I spoke at your event, and we've been together ever since. And that's only November, but wow. And so here you are on the Coach of Elisa show. Now, I was mesmerized by the day I came to the event, and women began to come, and with all of their powerful businesses. And mean real women. I mean, and then you went around the room and we asked everybody, and you asked everybody, you know, what the business they wanted to be in or what business they wanted to start. So why don't you, and it was amazing. There were all kind of women there. The women received me. I've been coming back and met some other wonderful, wonderful people there, Ms. Jewel and other women. It's just been an amazing group of women, I'm telling you. And most of these women have day jobs. And that's what's so phenomenal. Most of them have another full-time job, but they want to start their own business. So how did you get started? I know I just mentioned barely in your home, but how did you start Sister to Sister, and what is your total aim for that group of women?
I got started December 31st. 2009, approximately 11:58 p.m., God had begun to speak to me before that 2010 New Year came in. And that's the reason why we are Sister to Sister Divine Connection 2009. That's our full name, Divine Connection 2009. And that's the reason why you were able to be successfully connected to us, because it's a divine connection. So that's why it worked. Just wanted to say that. But I got that vision, that word from God, 2 minutes before the new year came in 2010. January 2010, God began to speak to me and say, okay, I want you next level living. Okay, and I said, God, what do you want me to do with this next level? I want you to begin to take, you have been taken to another level. I've taken you. So now I need you to inspire other women and help take them, lead them. And so I said, okay, God, I will do so. And then God, give me the vision and you know, help me make it plain. And so I began to, and he told me, okay, this is where you're going to start, right here in your home. And so I knew nothing about, you know, Facebook, you know, how the basics of a computer, you know, because of the job I do, I'm not on a computer. So I said to my daughter, I said, baby, I need you to sit next to me and teach mommy everything you know. And she sat next to me that day, January 1st, and we began to start inviting. That month, God said, don't wait 2, 3, 4 months. Begin to start this month. I don't care how many you get out, but do it. And so I sent out 250 invitations via email, via Facebook, and some phone calls. And in my home, I also knew that I wouldn't get 250 women inside my home, but you got to put out the numbers in order to get some numbers. So I got 25 women on my first January 1st event of 2010. And it was just awesome. The women came. They were so exonerated, exuberated, inspirated. I mean, it was just, they left like on a cloud nine. And so I said, okay, God, this is it. This is you. You're doing this. And so we began to proceed, you know, with the next month, which was February. And then the following month, I think in March. And that's when we launched our first speaker. And then I said, wow, God, this is just, you know, awesome. And all the women that come, you know, they just leave feeling so great and so inspired, like, wow, this is what I've been looking for years. And my mission is to take every woman to the next level, be it start their own business or either take their business to another level where it's never been before. I plan, my vision is to take it globally, different states, and possibly the countries, because, you know, you have Skype. I've connected with another woman in another country. She wants to do this via Skype, you know, until I can get out there. So it's just, you know, God orchestrated. Every month, every event has been God orchestrated. And I'm at my happiest inner being because I'm helping other people, and I can see the results of it, the success, the next level. And I just love God for this. I give him all the glory.
Wow. Wow. Well, there are so many things going on right now. But here's the thing. In the chat room, they are chatting it up. So as their comments and questions come through, I will definitely relay those to you. But definitely people are saying good morning. Kiva Renee says good morning, Angela Vett. And also Ms. Patricia says, Ms. Patricia Martin, who is the lady that was with me the very first time. Yes, you know her. She was at the launch. We'll talk about that in a second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she also, good morning, Angela Vett. And someone says in the chat room, oh, that's Pat, says you are beautiful both inside and out. And
aww.
For those of you who... Yes, you are so adorable. And there is, I'm telling you, she looks like she's about 20-something, people. I'm not going to tell you her real age. She's just 20-something. Just know she has a son that's at least 20, at least. I don't know exactly how old he is, but...
27.
So she, oh, wow, he's 27, so you know she can't be 20-something. But she does really look that, and she's beautiful. But on my Facebook page, I did post the flyer for her event. She is also on Facebook. I don't doubt you will have a hard time finding her because, again, God has allowed her to have a very unique name, Angela Vett. No doubt that there could be another person out there, but I don't know. But what an amazing, amazing story. Here you are, December 31st. God speaks to you, tells you what to do. You take action on what God said, which is what I think really definitely needs to always be highlighted, not asking a bunch of questions. If God said it, just go do it.
That's it.
No time to give God back a dissertation as to why you can't do it. Okay, well, so you went and did it. You opened it up in your home. You invited all the people, and you had these women come. Now, so each and every month, you've kept this up for an entire year, and now you're coming to your first year anniversary celebration, January the 21st, Friday. That is going to be an amazing extravaganza. You have as your keynote speaker, co-pastor Anita Spaulding. And, oh, my God, that lady in and of herself, you know, she's just awesome and amazing with her books, her preaching, her teaching, her personality, her character and charismatic attitude. It's just amazing. And so what else can we expect? Because I want to talk about that event. But let me just back up for a second. What do you think it is that draws these women? I know you said divine connection. That's important. God has divine. You asked for it, and God gave it. You said, God, I want divine connections. And so, yes, you're right. That's how I end up with Charlene. It was a divine connection. And, you know, the word that I gave to the women, and I really didn't know that was a part of your name, at the retreat in December going into the new year, I said the word this year is connection. And so, yeah, at the Releasing Your Inner Power Women's Retreat that we did at the Wyndham, I said that's the word, connection.
Wow.
And so here it is, divine connection. That's the part of your title for your organization, Sister to Sister, the women. And what I experienced when I was there was just realness. I experienced that these women are real. They really want to help. I didn't get the sense that you get sometimes when you go to some of these networking women type events where, you know, people feel as though, you know, people's like they're jockeying for position and I'm the best and look at me and I'm the greatest. I really didn't get the sense of that there, and that has really attracted me even the more to the group. But what do you think is really causing these women to come and stay connected with Sister to Sister Divine Connection?
I know that it's definitely the spirit and the move of God because of my obedience. and again, the divine connection. So as I be obedient to God every month and plan it, he says, I'm going to orchestrate it. And every month, he is my orchestrator. I just go on what he says, listen to him, pay attention, be still, and I know he's God. So I pay attention to his word and his will, not no one else's voice, but the voice of God. And I follow his lead. And I do as he say every month, plan it the way he wants me to plan it. And that's what keeps the women coming. It's, you know, his aura in the room. And that, like you say, when you come every month, the women that comes, they never, like you said, they come and they say, well, wow, it's amazing because I've never been in a room, especially with a bunch of African-American women that can actually work together, and I don't feel any ways of competition, jealousy, pride. We just let it out. Some has been connected in tears, haven't seen, one person in 10 years. We had an event like that. And they were in tears, like, oh, my God, I've been looking for you, because one of the women that she was looking for had introduced her to Christ some 10 years ago. And she had been looking for that woman, and the woman's daughter came out, and she says, oh, my God, and it was just so warm. And that event was just like, wow, God, this is the event of the year. And so that's
Go ahead.
And that's what keeps the women coming, because they feel that warm sense of, like, being, at home.
And, I like, too, how it's not just women coming together and to share, okay, I went through this, I went through that, but they're actually coming to say, okay, what kind of business do you want to start? Okay, let's do this, let's do that. And so what you do is you help women put together also their launch party. So, you're going to have a business, you need to have a launch party. You need to have a celebration. Again, starting a business is like having a baby. We have these gigantic baby showers. Well, guess what? When you have a business, you need to have an event and invite people. That's marketing 101. Basically, you got to let people know about your business, right? So you have this great way when people come and they say they want to start a business. You're like, okay, your launch party is going to be next month or whatever. Of course, you're funny and you're good, but you're like right on it. Like, do it now, do it fast, do it right, do it. Let's get it done. Your energy is through the roof. It's amazing. I know that's the power of God. But like with me, here I am with a company that's been around since 2002. And you made me want to launch, so. I want to have 5 business launches by the end of my first year. I want to help 5 women launch their business. Now, the first month I was there, November, you told us there was at least 3 launches or 2 launches happening that month in Jersey City and in a couple other places, maybe Philadelphia or something like that.
Yes.
And I couldn't get the launches, so I was like, well, I'm going to launch me a business. I'm going to launch a relaunch party. If Angela Vett's got anything to do with it, I would have me a launch party. And sure enough, I'm so glad that I didn't let the enemy turn me away and say, girl, your business has already been around. People already know. And there were a few people that was like, but what business you launching, Lalisa? I was like, well, I'm launching Performance Strategies. And they were like, well, you did that. You had that party already, because we did that party. But I was, hey, some of those people are no longer around. So anyway, we did it. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, am I glad, y'all, that Angela Vett had something to do with it, because it took in a building that's right around the corner from where I live. Never noticed it. And, wow, that place was, I'm speechless of how beautiful this place was, that where we had this party. Just go 5-star all the way. Anyway, so we were there. I did a little videotaping, and we actually did the Sisters in the Spirit show, radio show, from the location. It was on a Sunday.
Yes.
Myself, another lady, and some women stopped through, and those supporters, and Tina and Pat, and thank God for them, and Pastor Cole Spaulding came by, and Then we, Charlene was also there celebrating her grand opening. You are truly a woman that gets stuff done. And here's the thing. You have a full-time job.
Yes, I do.
That you've been working on for years.
Mm-hmm. 23 years.
Oh, wow. So you're 23 years working at a company. But then you, now, is this your first business?
No, actually, I did a lot of businesses in the past, multi-level marketing businesses.
Okay.
Ever since I was 14, I actually discovered I was an entrepreneur since 14. So at age 14, I started, you know, a cleaning thing, you know, cleaning houses, going to people's house, cleaning. I wanted to make money. And no one ever would think, you know, me, because, you know, a lot of my girlfriends, you know, my family members, they, you know, Erica came from Chosa, home of children, Susan Lucci, you know, she's, you know, she's not cleaning anybody.
Hey, you know what? You're breaking up a little bit.
I'm breaking up?
Yes, you were. You were at that moment.
Okay,
we can hear
okay.
You now.
Okay.
We heard Erica Lucci, Susan Lucci.
Okay, yeah. So since age 14, you know, started cleaning. And from then on, it's been, you know, I've been doing different multi-level marketing, introduced at age 18 to the first multi-level marketing business at school. We have out there,
Now it's going out again. We can't really, we didn't hear that part. But I did hear that at age 18, you was introduced to multi-level marketing. So I did have that part. I think she's going to hang up and call back in. But what I tell you, this young lady here will get some things started for you. For those of you who have, you know, young people, don't be afraid to help them start their own business. Don't be afraid. You know, there's one thing I can say about multi-level marketing. You will learn some great business strategies. You will learn some great marketing skills. You will definitely learn how to network and how to get more customers. You will learn, and you may not use it. Most of the people that I know of who get into multi-level marketing who are not successful, well, there could be a couple of reasons, but one of the top main reasons is that they don't apply the system. And anybody who's in multi-level marketing business, that is the main thing they always want people to know. And so I think we have her back. Welcome back, Ms. Angela Vette. Yes.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
Yes. That's no problem. You said you were, 18, multi-level marketing. You got into that business.
So I got into the multi-level marketing, and I made, you know, some money in each business that I've gotten involved with, but I just didn't feel it was my purpose and my call. So, you know, I search and search, and you continue to search until you find your niche, because, you know, for me, it was to have something that I can help everyone, not something that some people can benefit from. But I need to be involved with something that, Lord, you direct me to something that I can, that everyone can benefit from. And so launching the Women's Empowerment Organization, everyone can be involved, you know, because even though, you know, when we meet, the women are there every month, it's the women's event, they go back home. And I kid you not, they come to me and they say, oh, my God, I had my husband or my boyfriend or whomever, my companion, up all night talking about it. You know, and these men are actually, you know, strong supporters of their, you know, because they see the change, the difference. We had one husband that actually came out and he said, I see the difference in my wife, in her spiritual life, in her, you know, home life, you know, since she's been a part of this organization. She's never been able to connect with other women before like this. She never wanted to because of drama, you know, that, you know, women tend to bring. But he says she's been, and she was at our first event, and she's been coming to every event since. I think she might have missed one event, and that was it. That was February, I think, when we had that big storm You know, and so yes, it's real inspiring to the whole and the children. You know, we get the children involved as well. We are going to actually launch our youth chapter of Sister to Sister in February. My daughter is going to be the vice president over that. She gave me her mission statement, her vision statement, and where she want to go with this.
Wow. Like mother, like daughter, right? So right there to watch her. I mean, the couple of times that I've been there, you know, because I just met you in November, the couple of times that I know, right, but we've had many, many conversations. We talked about the launch that took place in December. But we also talked about the event that you had in December, so we were also there for that. And now we're talking also about your awesome, awesome, wonderful extravaganza that's coming up. It is coming up. It will be here in just about 2 weeks. Are you excited about that, Angela Vett?
I am so excited. I'm just like on a cloud, you know, like, God, you know, can I stay up here? You know, just to see, really, just to know that.
You can. Keep doing cloud moves.
To know that it's been 1 year, you know, God orchestrated. Because, you know, sometimes when you get a, you know, have a vision and, you know, you're like, okay, I'm going to start this thing. And sometimes, you know, people question, you know, question it. But because I was obedient, I did not one time question. And in January, the first event, you know, as me and my daughter was, you know, was Facebooking, emailing, and calling other people to invite them out for the first event, everybody was excited, you know, when I first sent the message out. But then I think maybe 3 days before the event, you know, again, I told you I sent 250, so it was so many. It was like, oh, I've got another date going on. I'm sorry. Da, da, da. So my daughter says, Mommy, are you okay, Mommy? I said, Mommy is fine, because, you know, this is truly an event that's going to be orchestrated by God. So I have no fear. I have no doubt, no whatsoever. And I tell you, because I didn't doubt, I didn't fear, I just continued to walk regardless of how many people said they weren't coming. I just knew who was supposed to be there were there at the appointed time. And so that's the reason why it's continuously successful, because I believe that whoever is supposed to be there for each event is there, appointedly there. And so now,
Go ahead. Yes, the one year
is January 21st. And I'm excited. I'm excited about planning that because, you know, we have, again, 5 grand openings in December alone. And that right there, I'm just excited about to have the world see that, you know, we as women can come together and make it happen. In the near future, I plan on having an event with 2,000 women and networking. And I said, God, I thank you for that vision. You know, because I see it. I can see, you know, the future. And so, you know, again, I'm excited about the 1 year. We're going to have the women display their businesses. We have one that started an etiquette business for ages 5 through 12. She's going to have her models march in, usher us in. That's going to be the first, you know, thing that takes place. You know, to show, you know, her business, a representation of what she has launched. We're going to have our vice president. She launched her catering business. She is going to actually have some food that she's going to cater for us. We're going to have our accountant, which is my accountant. You know, she'll have her business cards and whatever else she has to, you know, to show her. And LaLisa, Coach LaLisa. She's our MC. This is what she do, stand in front of rooms or speak in front of people. So she's going to be our MC. So she's launching her. She didn't know why she was chosen, but that's why, because she's, you know, that's proof she launched her business. groundbreaking. That's what I call it, new groundbreaking. So although you started 2002, that was new groundbreaking.
All right now.
I know, and then, you know, you're so sweet and you're so adorable. And wait till you meet her, y'all. When, you're right, women came there. I wanted to tell everybody, and I said, okay, y'all. And that was me, women that said they had a business or wanted a business. I said, okay, well, you need to go to 1877 Springfield Avenue in Springfield Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey, on the third Friday of the month at 7 o'clock. You need to go, and you need to get connected with this group of women if you are really serious, because these women are very, very supportive to help you get your businesses started and supporting each other. You also have vendor opportunities on that day of the event, so anyone who wants to showcase their products and services, there's at least, you know, 5 to 7 opportunities for vendors. You
yes.
are in. There was a there with her T-shirts. I met a lady there that had her own cosmetic line. Then you had another lady there. She was an author, had her books. And then you also have food. So there is food there. The food was absolutely delicious the couple of times that I've been. And I tell you, you know, it's just so much. And all these women standing up, talking about these businesses. I met the one lady. She's not an FBI agent. What is she over there in the Jersey City area?
Totally
a sheriff or something.
Yeah, that's a
oh,
sheriff,
my God,
yeah.
I met this African-American sheriff. I was like, wow. I was talking about adorable. I said, you are a sheriff.
She's cute.
Yes. So she has this etiquette business for these young ladies. And actually, she, you know, had talked to me about doing some speaking for an event she's planning. But just for the connection, like, I don't even know these people. But what I did notice, and then you have a woman there who has her own basketball for senior women. If you are a senior woman and you want to play basketball, you need to get in touch with Angela Vett. She has the person who wants to coach a team. So I went back and I said, oh, I got to tell my husband about this. He's got to come. And I kept saying, how am I going to get him here? So he, and now I'm, you know, in my head, I'm like, how can I get him here to see all of this robust enthusiasm with women, you know, because sometimes he just has me around the house talking all this entrepreneurial stuff. But I said, you know what I'm saying? And I can sound like a lone ranger. I'm like, can I get him in the room around other everyday women so he doesn't think I'm crazy, you know? And so sure enough, you had the event. You had asked me to be on the panel. And then somewhere along the way, you said, have your husband be on the panel, too. And immediately the voice in my head said, there is no way my husband will do that. Sometimes you got to not let the voice in your head be the voice of your mouth.
Again, yes. Yes.
So I'm glad I didn't speak it, but that was a voice that came to me and said, you know goodness well, Drew will not do that. Not him. He doesn't like to do that kind of stuff. Well, sure enough, you said, get your husband. You didn't say, do you think he'll do it? Will he do it? You just was a thorn. You said, get your husband to be on it with you. I said, you know what? She's been right on so many other things. I love what she's doing. I'm going to just, you know. And I said to him, oh, honey, they also want you on the panel. And he was like, well, what time is it? I was like, what? You see?
Wow.
Did he not come?
Yes, he did. And he spoke. Very well, very fluent, and oh my God, it was awesome.
And he was networking with all the men, giving numbers. They were networking.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were. Yes, they were.
So I think you saw that the men's part was going to come was being birthed that night.
Absolutely. Coming soon.
Because Lucille's husband was there, and that dynamic young, and then, of course, co-pastor Spalding's husband, Pastor Apostle Spalding. And
Spalding.
Then you had, oh, my God, that young man that you had that was sitting to my husband's right.
McCovery, yeah. He's awesome, Eric.
That, oh. Nobody wanted him to shut up. This guy was powerful. My God, and then his wife owns a hair salon. So I'm telling you, what a night. And my husband, I could just see him as he was listening to when you went to the part of asking all the women to say
what business they wanted or where they were at, and I could just see him, you know, paying attention and seeing that the part that I had only hoped that he would one day see is how, you know, there are so people want to have their own business. But anyway, so you are doing all of this, getting all of this started. You have your beautiful children. You have your full-time job. So, Angela Vett, how do you manage all that you're doing, and your drive is incredible? How do you stay, keep your head above from the negativity that can sometimes come about?
Well, when God put a purpose in you, he prepares you. So throughout my years, you know, as a young girl, God has always set me apart and set me aside from, you know, going through, I went through so many things. He set me apart, set me aside from getting involved with the negative. And he was preparing me for this day. And so, you know, throughout my years, you know, I've been through the trials and tribulations. And so now, you know, I wear this world like a loose garment. He said, even when your mother and father forsaken, I have beautiful parents, you know, but we all go through something. And I had a point in time in my life when I actually praised my mom. I thought she was my God, you know. And so God had to really do something to separate, because he said, I want your attention. You know, and I was daddy's girl. He said, I want your attention. I don't want you to give them the glory. And so there was a time when I had, you know, he had literally, you know, I was a separation from my parents for a whole year, you know, from the disappointment, you know, that I got disappointed. And I said, and I was an adult, grown. This was not too, you know, long ago. And so God said, because I need to prepare you to look, you know, at me and see my glory and not anybody else's. And so the strength of God is what leads me, is what keeps me going.
Mm. Wow. Well, I know you do have a powerful story and a powerful testimony. And just, you know, in what you just said, you know, just relying on God for your strength and realizing that he is our source and that, you know, keeps you going month after month, and you're celebrating your first year. We're so excited. We are so looking forward to great expectations to what God is doing through your life and how you're, because that's a lot. You know, you already have, you know, your family and you have your church home and you have the things that you're doing there and in the community, and now you've taken on this project with these helping these women launch their businesses and finding out what they need to get their businesses started. When I noticed when I was there, there was robust discussion and help when people said they wanted to do something. People had ideas that they were sharing and freely giving of information that could help you get paperwork that you need started, help you get contracts. We were even talking about getting contracts, helping those businesses that might not be doing that well right now because of the recession that has been with us for so long now. I think so many people have, we know as believers, we know we're not receiving no recession, but
right.
Then there is a, but we know people around us are, so we have to deal with that. And so though you may not be receiving one, the customers that you had may have shut down or the contracts that you have may be gone, but how you were able to encourage this woman that the contracts can come from here, here, or there, and, you know, just supporting each other. You encouraged everybody to support all of the vendors. That was beautiful.
Yes.
Because, again, I've been to a lot of events where I've paid a lot of money for a vendor table, and not hardly a word was said about supporting you. But you, in a way like that, you made it clear you must support the vendors that are here. That's the only way we're going to grow. That's the only way we're going to do this. And so divine connection is truly divine, because it's high time. It's like God is saying, I'm giving y'all one more chance. It is high. Yes. It is high time that we understand that the only way we're going to get to the top is that we must help each other. I don't know how that got lost on us. I don't understand, and we don't have time to figure it out this morning. However, it is what it is. It's been lost for a long time, but it's high time that we got it back, I think. So I celebrate you and all that you're doing. I know the show will be over in just a few minutes, and I welcome and thank everyone who is listening. And now, Miss Angela Vett, I want you, and I know there are wonderful people in the chat room, but I want you to just give a nice little, just say hello to my good friend, Mr. Paul Karazi, who's all the way in Tokyo, Japan.
Hello, Mr. Paul Karazi. It's just awesome to have you on listening to the Lalisa Show interview me. I feel honored to actually have her interview me. She, you know, I see another a part of her. now that she's actually, you know, in her, her position, and you know, I'm just like really like overwhelmed, like you know, by you know your position, like you know, wow, this is Lalisa. We had conversations, you know, but never to see you actually, you know you are a great woman and you're great at what you do. But, you know, just a very professional, very, you know, I'm just, wow, like, I got to have all the women on this show, if you would. You know,
I
if
want
you would.
Oh, Angela Vett, you just, let me tell you, you are worth your, and I know I say this to several women, but I absolutely mean it every time I say it. You are worth your weight in gold. The people that you have connected me with thus far have been amazing. So you can bring as many women, and you got all. Matter of fact, I would love to make the Coach Lalisa Show an interview, a part of a package that you know women get when they become a member of Sister to Sister. That they
Absolutely.
Will then get their yes, yeah. That they will get on the show and get to introduce the business. Now tell everyone the phone number that they can contact you with, and again. Just let them know how they can be a part of the sister-to-sister divine connections.
My phone number is 973-573-2494. Again, 973-573-2494. And my name is Angela Vett Williams, as Lalisa so nicely pronounced it. A lot of people don't get it correct, but she did. And it's spelled A-N-G-E-L-A. B as in Victor, E-T-T-E, and Williams is my last name. We have the same last name, so we may be related.
All right, no, we're cousins. I got the name from him. He's somebody named Williams is my cousin.
Okay. And so also Charlene Bay, which is my accountant, and she's secretary, and she's my right-hand person. her phone number is 862-579-6381. Beautiful person. She's the one that made the connection between myself and Lalisa. Again, 862-579-6381, and that's Charlene Bay. And you can also reach us both on Facebook.
And please contact. I have tickets for the January 21st, Friday. I will be there. It will be in Kenilworth, New Jersey, at the Kenilworth VFW. That's where the event will be taking place. I will be there. I have tickets. Also, Angela Vett and Charlene also have tickets as well. But I have tickets, and my tickets are almost gone. So please call me right after the show, 888-714-7776, or inbox me. You need to definitely be there. And I know Tina and some other women that we're already thinking about coming, but please, it's Friday the 21st, and I know Tina's probably not on today because she's speaking at a women's event tonight, at a service tonight, and so I know she's probably at home getting ready and prepared, and so we celebrate God for what he's doing in Tina's life. But we do have just a couple of minutes of the show left. If someone had a question, you would just hit your number one key question or comment for Ms. Angela Vett. I told you, she is truly a woman that is driven with passion for what she is doing. She will help you get it done. If you are in this region, or if you're not and you're somewhere else and you want to start a business, She will help you get the tools that you need to get your business started. I know one lady started already her, what do you call it, hair school. She has a hair salon and where she also teaches beauticians how to do hair. And then her friend is also launching her hair school. So many launches coming forth for 2011. And then the launches that you already had in 2010, that is truly, truly, truly amazing. So you're not just talking about it, you're actually getting it done. And even if there is a question or comment in the chat room, I know there were others that you want to make. And thank you for welcoming and saying hello to Mr. Paul all the way in. And Tokyo.
Isn't that something? Wow.
Yes, yes. I believe it's about 8 o'clock. I think it's about 8 o'clock p.m. their time. And so it was fun to have. Yeah, it was fun to have him on right before New Year's, because that Friday, right, it was, and he was already about to celebrate New Year's in a few hours. New Year's, it was our still morning. But that was really nice. And Patricia, thank you so much for typing those phone numbers in the chat room. She just does without being asked, so we thank her very much. She also said it's a very awesome group. And someone says it's snowing in New Jersey. And you have, different places it does snow. And so we have a comment, and we're just going to take that comment of good morning, Adele from Texas. Good morning. You have a comment or question for Angela Beth.
Good morning, Alisa. This is Deborah Calhoun. Stop calling me Adele. I love Adele, but this is Deborah.
I'm sorry, Deborah. I'm so sorry. I just, okay.
Good morning, ladies. How y'all doing?
Great.
Well, thank you so much. I know it's a quick minute here. I just want to say the key thing I got out of her conversation, which everything was great, you know it was, is the act. You know, faith without action is dead. And I am so scared in my life right now because God is constantly showing me the way, but the act on it is what's paralyzing me. But I do feel the growth right now that I'm ready. And to hear these confirmations each day on the Alisa Show is really just messing with my mind. I tell my husband, I say, oh, my God, God was talking to me this morning because they were talking about the vision, and God was dealing with me the vision. And then, you know, Versha was talking about the vision, and then she's talking about acting and just doing it, not worrying about does she have enough space, but she acts on it. And that's what God honors, the action, because he is all about action. So kudos to you guys. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Keep up the good work, and love you guys this morning.
Thank you.
All right, and thank you. Thank you so much, Deborah Calhoun, calling all the way from Texas. So we appreciate and we thank you, Deborah, for your comments. Deborah, keep tuning in. We have more exciting people coming on. Now, all next week, we have, I can't even give you some of the names, but excitement. I want to thank you again, Angela Vett. Thank you so much for coming on today, sharing your words of empowerment. Truly, truly motivating.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Yes, and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you, Mr. Howard Scott. You know he has this awesome event coming up. You heard him talk earlier in the week. He's having at the Science Park High School in Newark, New Jersey. It's right near the corner of Market Street and that other main street there, Market and, well, Norfolk. It depends on where you're at on that street. It's got several names as you go down, but he is going to be there. I will be there. Others will be there. It's on Sunday, January the 16th. It is going to be major. It is all day. Hundreds and hundreds of people will be there networking. When schools do stuff, it is big. They got the youth performing. I was at Essex County College last night. There were about 1,000 youth and family members there. Oh, my goodness, there were people everywhere. So I know what these students are looking to do. They want to also use their gifts and talents. So thank you, Ms. Pat, in the chat room, Mr. Paul. Thank you, Kiva, for tuning in. Kiva also has a group of women that they meet once a month to encourage each other. down in Nashville. They're in Nashville. She used to be in Jersey for a long time, but she moved to Nashville, and she started the group up down there, and they have been very successful. This month, their guest speaker is Miss Elaine Haskins, who is also going to be doing something else again for us up here. And we got to connect. We got to help each other.
Monday,
this weekend. I know it's pretty quiet for me this weekend, but Monday, we're starting off Monday fast and furious with the Coach Lalisa show in the morning. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be on Dr. Empowerment's radio show. I will be her guest, and I would love for as many of you who can tune in to that show to tune in. We had a fabulous time the other on Wednesday on Evelyn's show, the Empowered Christian Women, another group of women that you can also connect with, Angela Vett. And then on Monday on Angela Vett, I definitely want you to come on Miss Joaquina's show. She has a beautiful, beautiful show on Mondays at 6:30 in the evenings if you're available. She's awesome. She would be great for her. So, y'all, we just got to, you know, not worry about, you know, who's getting what and who got more
right.
And all that old stuff. We just got to do it. Let's just make it happen for others and watch. God will make it happen for you. Thank you for tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show. And remember, your goals will take you to the destiny of your dreams. Well, it's been great. It's been real. And we'll see you back here on Monday. Yes,
Lalisa,
ma'am.
My son actually went to Science High. I wanted to say that to you. He started something called Senior Day.
Really?
And he was a vice president of his class. Actually, he wrote letters to the governor. Christy Whitman was at the time, and they sent him a check, a huge check for his senior class, you know. So, yeah,
wow.
He also does some great, yes, he's an icon. So,
is he going to be there?
Probably because
Sunday?
When they started having this, whatever this is, he said they were going to start it. He connected with the principal that was there at the time. He said they were going to start honoring them, him and the vice president or the president that was for his year. He said they were going to honor them every year for this this thing that they have once a year now.
But
yeah,
now this
he was
is
there
the
last year. They had something. Mm-hmm.
Now, so you think he's going to be there?
Probably. I'm going to ask him if he will be. But a lot of it is he does get involved. Mm-hmm.
Definitely let him know about this.
Okay.
I know Mr. Howard Scott is one of the organizers for this. This is a Martin Luther King tribute, but we'll definitely talk. Yes, this is a Martin Luther King tribute. This is for Martin Luther King. Yes, but it's awesome. But, the website is MLKSTAT, MLKSTAT.com, and that's Mr. Howard Scott. Yeah, you need to really check that out, Angela Vett. And because it's on the 16th, and I think if you're there or somehow you can really get promotion for, of course, you know, I'll be there, so I'll be also promoting your event while I'm there. But you should definitely try this because it's all day. You can come after church or what have you or just stop through. It's all day at the site, and you already know where the school is, so it's
right
there in Newark, 9 to 6.
Well, I'll definitely be there. I'll definitely be there, and I'll bring some of the girls as well. Yeah, definitely be there. Okay.
Bring your women, bring your flyers. Let's get every ticket, every seat sold to your event. That event is going to be the hottest. Not just hot, y'all. The hottest.
Okay. Thanks, Lalisa.
Yes,
all
you're
right.
Very welcome. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up because, in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.